do to save his life? Call his wife in. Nothing to say, but what a day. How's your boy been? Nothing to do, it's up to you. I've got nothing to say, but it's okay.
Good morning and welcome to the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. Recorded live on tape at Danger Studios in Coral Springs, Florida. And now, here's the host of the show, Dougie Almeida.
Everybody knows there's nothing doing. Everything is closed, it's like a ruin. Everyone you see is half asleep. And you're on your own, you're in the street.
Yeah, what's up everybody? Welcome to the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show special show. We had to open up the studios today because we got controversy. I'm here with comedy club entrepreneur and now in the middle of a scandalous accusation, Al Martin.
Breaking news.
That's right. And, you know, I got to say welcome. And we got a lot to talk about. We got the 360 Comedy Festival coming up April 22nd.
Correct.
I'm in the finals.
Which you're on, yes.
I'm a little excited about this. And, of course, but this week I'm sitting here and I go on my Facebook, which I do. And I get forwarded.
Yeah.
It's something from your page, and it's a little video of Sarah Silverman.
Yes.
Basically, we've kind of commented on the show a little bit about it, you know, already this week, and how great to have you here firsthand.
Timing is everything.
You know
buddy.
What I mean?
I'm in Florida for the week, and I wanted you to get the
Well, I appreciate it. It's great. And it's great because, as we talked just before the show started, you know, I've been subject to slanderous comments. You know, comments that affect. I'm a fiduciary. I have a fiduciary.
That sounds very
title.
Dirty.
No, yeah. What does that mean?
I think I've been called some format of that.
A douche. Oh, there's a douche.
A douchery.
There is a douche and fiduciary. But you know, when somebody puts this out on there now, and again, thank God, in my case, there's only maybe a half dozen or dozen people that know of what was basically meant. In this case, you have Sarah Silverman, well-known comic, comes out. And basically says you're a sexist.
Correct.
This is the basis of
her argument.
This argument, and we have the video. We're gonna go over it here. But so I hear this, and I'm like, okay, it's one thing if you're gonna call out the club, you know, all right,
a comedy owner,
right?
She went right for the jugular.
Yeah. Now, what do you think? Why do you think that happened?
Well, obviously, she's been holding a grudge for a very, very long time. And her and I have two completely different views of this. She just, listen, I hear she's been involved in some other controversy very recently regarding raping, some kind of rape scandal, things that she said about that. And maybe I can't get into her mind, but maybe she was just trying to deflect attention off of that.
Yeah.
And
in other words, let's get this, you know, now this is interesting. I've never heard anything about this rape thing. She raped somebody?
No.
An open micer?
No.
But
I don't know the whole story, but I'm reading people's comments to this story,
right. People
are referring to that story. I think it might have occurred sometime in March. She made some kind of, I guess, controversial statement, and I've been just so busy with this issue, I didn't even look at that one.
Right.
And, you know, someone also had mentioned it to me, and I said, maybe she's just trying to deflect off of that.
Yeah. All
so right. She, you know, she has this story in her mind of something that did happen, and she's doing the wage inequality thing.
Well, let me ask you this. You said there's been something there, a little tension. You know, and the little bit I've been in this comedy business, it's easy to sense when there's tension between whether it's booker, act, whatever.
Right.
You know, that happens. It's like Wall Street. It doesn't matter what business you're in. There's going to, you know, you're going to know when somebody has a little, hey, how you doing? You know,
yeah,
you get that.
Correct.
Look.
Correct.
You don't have that same, you know.
Yes.
But this is, like she said, this was supposedly occurred how many years ago?
About 15 years ago.
Right.
14 or 15 years ago. And at most, it's $40 or $50. But listen, at that time, maybe every dollar is every dollar to her and to me.
Right.
But this is really a serious misunderstanding on her part. I'll go with that.
You know, but in 15 years ago, where was her career at that point? Was she just?
I think she had already been on SNL for the one season that she did.
Right.
But I think as she mentions it in the video that she was well known already. Right. And, you know, listen, if she's well known, I'm, you know, not necessarily going to easily get her, you know, on a regular spot because she's usually going to be touring or around right. town. So, I don't want to get into the whole story until you want me to do it. You might want to hear this first.
Yeah, well, let me.
The beautiful background music she has.
Yeah, this is.
It's very pretty music. And
oh.
Yeah. I was doing stand up, you know, just around the town, and I did a show. I was out with my friend Todd Barry, and we were doing sets around town together. And, you know, I was pretty well known already, and we both did back to back. 15-minute sets at this club, the New York Comedy Club.
All right. Now, first of all, if you're watching this club, and she looks over to the left with almost a little bit of a look of disdain.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, this club, this, right. this club, the New York Comedy Club, you know.
Right. It, yes.
And she's, ugh. I mean, can you see that photo there?
Yeah.
That's the moment of the depiction. If you stop, I'm into neuro-linguistic programming.
Right.
So when you watch people's eye movements, patterns, and speech patterns, and verb usage, and you throw that all in, it helps you really, even though they're saying something, you're really right. getting a different message from the conversation.
Right.
This right here is a face that's saying, I don't know if I want to do this. This doesn't sound right. You get like she's a little struggling with it. She's recalling. She's,
right.
She's trying to remember what she wanted to say.
Right.
If you're in a story, your recalling is like when you're thinking, you actually look a little like, how would I tell this? You look to the right, you look up.
I could recall it and not have to have any look because it's in my soul.
You want me to look you in the eyes when we do
you
this?
Look me you in the eye when I tell my story.
Why don't we hook up some of these USB ports, make it look like it's we'll take a photo.
Polygraph.
You're taking a polygraph.
Yeah,
here.
I'll take a polygraph any time on this issue, by the way.
And he paid me $10 and it was a Saturday night. I didn't think anything of it, you know. And we were outside talking and...
Well, first of all, I'm going to say this as a comic.
Right.
If I go to a club and I'm doing a spot, you know, and let's say I just got on the spot. It wasn't like I've had it in my book for the last month or something like that, you know. And there's something negotiated because if I have a spot that I negotiate, am I getting paid or not? What is it? What should I expect?
Right.
You know, I just happen to get $10. You know, it's
well, the
sketchy.
First thing she says in this video is, I was bouncing around town with Todd Barry.
Right.
So
looking for stage time.
Yes. So Todd is there, and she's going to go up to each club. She might have been on the road. She didn't have anything booked. She happened to be on a stopover in New York, maybe, although I know she was at one time based out of New York. But she's hopping around with Todd Barry.
Yeah, hustling.
Right. So that tells you right there, this wasn't a regularly scheduled spot.
All right. And then the fact that if I ever came in your club and you came over and gave me $10, I mean, it's not like I would, right away I would ponder. Right away I would have to
think, listen,
wait a minute.
If the argument is Al Martin is cheap to all people.
Right.
You could make that argument, maybe. I'm a businessman. You know, I understand that argument.
Make a buck.
Right. But listen, there is no way I can get away for the last 20 years paying very strong females that have performed in my club, like Brett Butler and Wanda Sykes and Lori Kilmartin, Marina Franklin, Vanessa Hollingshead, Sue Costello, Lori Kilmartin, Amy Foster. These are very strong, independent women. They're not going to sit there and allow me to tell. So what did I decide to all of a sudden make Sarah Silverman the one person I'm going to rip off?
Yeah, something about her.
Yeah,
I don't know.
You know.
She's got that look like, treat me special. You know what I mean? I don't know. I just, she's a little weird on me.
Todd somehow brought up that he, you know, mentioned that he got $60.
Yeah, that's Lucy Translator.
Somehow brought it up.
Yeah. Here's what really happened. Okay, let's go back in time. Todd, how much did Al pay you? I only got 10. Bastard.
He just got $60 and I just got $10. We did the exact same time back to back on the same show. And so I went back inside and I asked the owner, Al Martin, and I said, Al, Why did you pay me $10 and you gave Todd Barry $60? And he, you know, it was so perfect because it goes up. Oh, did you want a $60 spot? It was symbolic. I didn't need.
She made my argument.
Yeah, she did. By the way, she did get a little creative by trying to imitate you. There was a little bit of. Like the way, you know what I mean? The way she.
Well, I guess if she wore a pillow in front of her, you know, and cut off all her hair, it'd be a good imitation.
Yeah,
good
that'd
beard.
Be.
But, you know, well, look at my answer. What you wanted a $60 spot, meaning a $60 spot was a booked spot.
Right. Right. That's what that would mean.
Yeah.
I would interpret it that way.
And I believe the number was 50 back then. I think she added.
She added
Todd's
10
50 and her 10 and came up with 60, but that's not really relevant to the.
$60. I mean, but it's, you know, it's pretty shitty. I think the best person for the job should get jobs.
No, does this go on from here? Because this is.
Yeah. Now,
here's the thing. That this video has 110,000 views as of this moment. And right off the bat, the first response is guest spot. You know?
Yeah.
Guest spot. No one gets paid guest spot.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I should get T-shirts now that say guest spot. You know, and,
like a badge.
Economically.
right? You know, like a coach when you get the kids coach the baseball team. The guy's a shirt that says coach.
Right.
My father used to always laugh at that. It's like he needs to put his name. He's got to be the coach.
Right. Yeah. I mean, you know, it's like. What as of this viewing that you have here, what is the thumbs up, thumbs down?
On her video, 281 thumbs up.
Right.
Right, and I said there was 110,000.
Right.
So that's basically about whatever.
And how many thumbs down?
Thumbs down,
yes.
4,221.
Right, there you go. So less than 5% of people are giving her a thumbs up on her video. So... I don't know. And that's not on a small sample. That's a sample of...
Here's John Doe, by the way. I guess he wants to stay unanimous. Anonymous.
Yeah.
You asked for the guest spot, Sarah. Do you know club owners don't even pay people that are guests? Like FFs. He didn't ask you. You asked him to appear on the club. Jesus! You know what I mean? I mean...
Yeah, it's pretty... yeah.
Now, the thing that troubles me is that... Someone has taken this position, whether it's to deflect or whether it's to just kind of, again, bring out a little more. Now, like, you know, obviously we're doing this show. Good, you know, even bad press is good press. You know, let's say, you know, the attention to the club. But when you're being called something like a sexist.
Right. I'm responding not for publicity purposes, but I have three kids who are all daughters and they're looking at me funny.
Right.
You know, I have a wife who's a female looking at me funny. I can't really say my mom because she has no idea what's going on in the internet. But you know, as much as I'd like to use her in this. But the bottom line is people are looking at me like, you know, Dad, is this true? You know, and, you know, that's why I felt the need to have to fight this back.
I was going
to
ask you because sometimes something like this happens. You go, I don't even want to, you know what I mean? I don't address it. And then something when it's that big of a personal attack, you almost have to.
She
sometimes.
Called me out by name and by club.
Yeah, does that? By the way, is it? You know, Lenny and I talked about the situation with Arif, with the one-armed comedian. He called her out.
Right.
Is this the next? Is this the way to get a launching pad as a comic where you're going to get a little more attention? You know, Sarah Silverman wants to get to the next level. B, let's bring up a good topic. Sexism, you know, equal pay in the workforce. It's been a big topic in this country in the last 6 months.
Right. Well, what's been amazing to me is that there are some publications that have printed this, Huffington Post, People Magazine, Daily News in New York.
Right.
By the way, the Daily News did try to reach me at 4:45 in the afternoon with a 5 o'clock deadline. We're on deadline, you know. Yeah. Well, thanks for calling me 15 minutes before your deadline. Maybe I'm in the bathroom or maybe I'm doing something.
Yeah.
You know, but, you know, these publications, I think CNN now is the latest news organization, and I've let them all know that, you know, there's another side of this story, and hopefully there'll be some printing on it because I have a lot of radio and TV coming up in the next few weeks.
Wouldn't you imagine that is, it's almost expected, because if they're going to print your name, you know, that in the world of
right.
free speech, you obviously have the, you must be given the same right. platform.
Right.
To make your response.
There have been, in the last day or two, some other publications or internet sites.
Hey, Playboy, did Playboy get a hold of you? Can we get on Playboy? Playboy would be great.
Al Martin and Playboy, I guess, aren't going to go too well. But the thing of it is that these other publications did also run with it. But when I notified them with my video, or they found out about my video, they were kind enough to put that on as well. So hopefully Huffington Post, CNN, People will be truthful to their readers and listenership and post two sides to this story.
Well, you know, I continue to read. Even Eric Cartman said, Sarah, isn't your Jew gold enough? I don't know what that is. Sarah, isn't your Jew gold enough? Well, that's not necessary.
Yeah.
Cartman even is a little smarter than that. Guess you could say he spot you some money for cab fare since you were a guest spot. Overall, you know, this is the, you know, any comic I've spoken to here in South Florida with this story, it's like, you know, and again, it's not only that.
It's not believable if you're in the business.
It's not only that. It's the fact that now, like, you used a moment in time where your memory's gotten foggy and you decided to make a comment with a family man, and somebody has this stuff, and you're not worried about it. You're ready to take your you know, trying to get more. And do you think maybe in her back of her mind, maybe she thinks, he'll love it because it'll promote for his company?
No, I don't think that's you know. Sarah, from what I know of her, is a very principled person, and on some level, she might really believe in her mind that this might have happened, and it's a total misunderstanding. I'd like to believe that much. You know, I would not like to believe that this was some kind of vindictive Al Martin thing. I don't think it is. I think on some level she does believe that this occurred. You know, what I don't like is that there have been a few people that have decided to get a little too nasty about it for my taste.
Yeah.
Like if you Google Al Martin, Sarah Silverman right now, or even on Yahoo or Google search engines.
Hi, Sarah.
My YouTube video, and it basically the headline is Al Martin exposes Sarah Silverman as a blank blank C word liar.
Yeah. No.
Feminist liar.
Now, that's not quoted. That's just saying that's there.
No, that's not quoted. You,
right.
you will not see
right.
that
exactly.
on my video.
But when somebody puts that on, something
but that's
like that,
something they're going to see.
Right.
And I would hope that nobody thinks I condone that. I certainly appreciate the person's support of me and their enthusiasm.
Yeah.
Not much, that much enthusiasm.
Calm down a little bit. Bring it back. Pull
again,
the reins in, dude.
Again, I have daughters and a wife, and I don't appreciate that word. But I just want my side out there and let people decide, which they apparently are.
Yeah. Well, by the way, this is your response. And, the place looks a little familiar. And,
yes.
it's interesting.
Sarah Silverman, Al Martin here. It's been a long time. We haven't spoken. And I noticed your video on the internet yesterday.
Really?
And
I don't have the nice
quality
music
was
in my
real
mind.
Good. But I could tell you.
Yeah, no one consulted you on the music. Maybe you should have played some, like, thunderous Zeus music.
Yeah,
like, dun,
Iron Maiden or something,
yeah.
you know.
Yeah, exactly.
Like when the Road Warrior wrestlers came out, you know.
I got as a comedy owner, I got to tell you this. I went to a show recently, and new comics kind of thing, and this one guy came out, and I thought I was watching, like, a wrestling match. You know when you announce the guy, hey, next time on the stage is so-and-so, jump on the stage and do your thing. This guy took this walk. Like he was, you know,
Hulk Hogan.
Yeah,
that the content was absolutely false. You see, when you're going to tell a story on the internet, you should be truthful. And the truth is that you were not booked on that show in question that evening. You were a guest spot. You came in with Todd Barry. Todd Barry was a book spot that night.
Let me start there. Obviously, yeah. You know, it'd be nice to have somebody corroborate your story.
Right.
And Todd Barry, who was there, who was, you know, he was part of this
right.
thing. And in all due respect, like you had just mentioned, sometimes in a situation, you know, if you're on the receiving end or one way or the end, you're interpreting things in your own level.
Right.
Like you said, there may be something in her mind said, like, I'll give you an example. I've been around comedians who would mess with me and go, you know, let's say I'm doing a guest spot, and they come up to me, hey, you didn't get paid? I'm like, what do you mean I didn't get paid? He's like, you know, you did the same time, you should probably get paid. I'm like, you think? Yeah, go ask. And now, I've learned in my comedy business, some people will do that because they want you to be a nudge to the, like,
right.
like they're going to not like you now because right. you went and did something stupid.
Right.
Like a little vindictive type of personality.
Right. There's a lot of that out there.
Or just somebody who's a smart ass that just right. wants to mess with you. And next thing you know, hey, why isn't Al calling me back?
Right, right. That's pretty cruel. I mean? That's pretty cruel in itself. I mean, Todd's a fairly unconfrontational kind of person.
Right.
I mean, he's very quiet. So I haven't heard any comments on his end either way on this.
Really? All right. Well, that would be interesting.
I haven't heard.
I think that would be interesting to hear is, you know, what
a lot of media who've contacted me said they've reached out to Sarah and Todd, and they have not responded yet to them.
Hmm. Interesting.
And at the end of his spot, he received his pay. You did your guest spot, left. You started talking to Todd outside. I guess you found out he was paid. Assumed you should get paid. Then you came back to me and asked for pay. I felt bad. You were starting to get some stuff.
What does that mean?
Well, she was starting to get some heat, yeah. You know, and I think she had just probably done Saturday Night Live. She was getting known in the business, and as a club owner, you never want to discourage someone who's just about, you know, you've given them spots or they've, you know, worked at your room in the formative years, and now they're ready to hit. You want to be able to say you're welcome to work out any new material you want. Or I would have even given her, of course, paid spots if she booked it and let me know. But, you know.
You're definitely not going to give her a check and say, hey, can you hold it to next week?
Well, I mean, here's another argument on all of this, right?
You might hold it to like the 13th.
If she had a regular booked spot, why would I only give her $10 to piss her off and never see her again?
Like normally, I would imagine, is there any paid spot that pays $10?
Back then, I don't think, unless it was a weeknight might have, but you know, if I gave Todd Barry $50, it was a weekend. This occurred right. on a
and
Saturday night.
I think
night.
That occurred. It's a Saturday night.
Yeah, and my wife is a teacher, works full time. So, and knowing her, she would never come out on a weeknight. So this had to be a Friday or a Saturday night.
Well, at least you have a corroborate. You know, you could say that.
Yeah,
you know, obviously,
and probably not a Friday night because she goes to sleep early. She gets knocked out from a whole week. So I'm guessing this was a Saturday night.
All right. Yeah. All right. Well, you know.
I mean, where would I have the nerve to book her in advance and give her $10 on a Saturday night?
Well,
for someone who just did Saturday Night Live.
There's an expression in the legal industry that says the story doesn't hold water.
Doesn't hold water. When, you know, but the what gets me, Dougie, is that it doesn't hold water to any of us in our business.
Right.
But when she gets this posted on CNN, not her, but the organization that hired her for this video, when that goes on CNN and people and all those sites, those are a lot of people reading that are not in our business.
Right.
And people's first reaction right away is to say, oh, that big bad comedy club owner.
Right.
What a miserable guy he is picking on this.
Right.
Innocent
poor
woman
girl.
With this beautiful music in the background.
I'm surprised no one has dressed you like Shrek, like a mean ogre, like the ogre of comedy.
It's very funny because, you know, even on those sites, it's getting very little comment.
Yeah.
You might have 20 comments, 10 comments, which is saying to me about her popularity.
Well, you know what? You have 29,000 hits on yours already.
Right.
By the way, the positive negative? There are 94 thumbs down.
Uh-oh.
But there are 292 thumbs up.
Okay.
Again, so. a much big, you know, there is a discrepancy here.
Yeah, actually, on my video, more people are disliking it, I guess, right? Or
right, well, right. They're,
percentage-wise.
No, they're more of them liking, like in your response.
Right.
See, in her video,
right.
She had a lot of thumbs down.
Right, right.
In your video, you have a majority thumbs up.
Correct.
Of the same... A ridiculous ratio.
Right, right.
I'm not in my financial
planning.
I was told
by someone today who's half my age and much more hip on this stuff, because I'm pretty ignorant on some of this, but they said that the thing has gone viral and that is an 86%, whatever that means, approval rating.
Yeah, by the way, as you look at this video, I was looking at the main, it has your Facebook
right.
title with your wife, Carol, and Martin exposes lying feminist,
yeah,
Sarah Silverman. Now, I admit, you know, I my wife doesn't like this word,
right?
And I can honestly say the only time it ever happens when I'm playing online poker.
Yes.
All right. And I'm usually, that is the only time, and it doesn't, you know, even the icons, you don't know if, you know, the guy, something's got a pilot's helmet on it. I don't know if that's a woman or not,
yeah.
But I'm still using the word.
Right.
When you chase a flush down and take 300% raises.
Right. When you can't stop them,
yeah.
That word's going to come out, I guess.
Play money donkey.
Yeah.
So you have the positive on this. But, yeah, they use that word. And someone mentions here Anthony Pickett, who looks like a young, thin version of Chong, from Cheech and Chong. The title to the video does not work with how professional he is being. And he got 166 likes on his comment.
Right.
Not too bad. Not too shabby.
Yep.
You know? One other one. A way to undermine the effectiveness of this video with your stupid effing title.
Well, I guess I got to get that off there, but it's not my video.
Yes. This was... This is not the original post.
Can we reflag this again? Maybe I did it wrong. Can we do breaking news on the air that I'll try to flag this video on YouTube?
Yeah,
would you know how to do that?
I'm lucky the microphone's working.
I mean, I don't want to flag my video. I want to flag that individual's posting of my video, because I'm, you know, not in favor.
I would contact YouTube and say,
I guess I didn't do it well.
You don't want to use verb. Well, you're a club owner. Know what the hell you're doing. You're very authoritative when you said this. You made it clear.
But I don't know, you know, how to go.
Wasn't like you went like, hey, if you don't mind, I'm a little upset. Can you possibly when you get a chance? No, you don't use that type of verbiage.
No. There's a place where you can flag it, and I thought I clicked it, but it still seems to be up there. So I guess maybe I mean in the end, it's YouTube's decision to take it down. Right? It's someone else's page. I can't.
Yeah. Exactly.
I'm not happy of that, you know. I mean, people should look closely. Let me just say this. Look closely at who posted it. It was not Al Martin.
Yeah, but it was basically Doe Quashi.
Yeah.
Quasia.
Yeah. Doe, if you're out there, I really appreciate your support, but maybe you can...
Hey, Doe, yeah, get your editing skills going there, buddy.
Please just get the blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, you know Shakespeare.
I mean, listen, you love support, but... It maybe hurts our cause a little bit.
Yeah, we really didn't want your personal feelings towards her to be the title in bold print.
Yeah, on a Google search.
Yes.
You know, and it's coming up on Google and Yahoo.
Yeah, and the only person you see in here is Al.
Right, yeah.
No one even can pronounce your friggin' name.
Al Martin is not Joe...
Yeah, who the hell is Doe Quisa?
Oh, Doe Quisa. I'm not Doe Quisa, ladies and gentlemen. Please believe me when I say that.
Yeah, no, you would not pass for a Doe Quisa.
No.
So, Doe, get to it. Get to the editing.
Thank you.
Just taking a break for this for a second. April 22nd, the finals of the 360 Comedy Festival.
Yes.
And I'm excited because I'm in the finals. Now, somebody's asked me, I've had some friends in New York that are comics, go, hey, I haven't seen you around. And I'm like, well, there was a video submission, because I was understanding this is kind of like a pro-amateur comedy festival.
Correct.
Right? Correct. And then, you know, if you're going to get in, you could show up and do the shows that you've had building up to this final. And then other traveling comics got to submit by video.
Right. It's very different than a lot of festivals, in that we really embrace the newer comedians on this one. And because New York is such a mecca of developing young comedians, we wanted to really showcase the young bloods. Everybody knows who the top echelon of comics are. So we came up with this festival, myself and my co-producer, Eric Hansen, came up with this festival about 3 years ago. And We've been able to give a great prize each year to winning comedians. One got a trip to London. One got... Yeah, this year is all expense paid trip to L.A. and perform at Flapper's Comedy Club and get an article written about him in Stand Up Magazine.
Nice.
So it's a great package.
Well, I don't want to get too excited because I'm not... You know, when it comes to contest as a comic, I've had... As a comic nowadays, when you go to a contest, I would think anybody that, look, it'd be great if I win, right? But the only thing that really should matter is I got to perform when I'm up there. That's the only thing that matters as a comic.
And listen, it's a good credit. You performed at the festival, and you were acknowledged as someone capable to go to the finals, and that's very important as well.
Yeah, exactly. And got him on his radio show.
Yeah,
got the owner. Yeah. Now, do I have to make any disclaimers because of this?
I think you should.
If I happen to win by God's chance or some luck of, you know, if that should actually happen, then everybody's going to say, oh, look, Al, look. And then there's going to be videos on YouTube videos like, Al got bought by financial planning comedian in Florida. 360's fixed, you know.
Yeah, and half of a sausage sandwich that's laying on your plate over there. But no, I'm not. I ain't going to take that as a bribe, no.
Well, that's great. And how many people are going to be appearing in the finals?
What we've done is we've been running a series of semifinals throughout where each edition of it will pick between one and two people who are best, and they'll all come in for that show on the 22nd at 9 p.m. at Broadway Comedy Club. And then we've also had a number of video submissions.
Right.
So we'll pick one or two people from all the video submissions that came in. And then we'll put it all together on one show, like I said, on the 22nd of April at 9 p.m. Now, you know, one or two people say, well, all these people are going to bring an audience. It looks like you're going to make money off that, you know. And
of course. Well, first of all, I'll say this as somebody who runs a room once a week. One way or the other, no matter how it is, you want to get people in the seats. Because if you have a show, it's better when there's people in the seats.
Of course.
Right? You want to fill everything up. And that to me, that's the first priority of having any successful show.
Right.
You got to have them. Now, if they're going to come because of an ad, if they're going to come because of a coupon, or they're going to come because the performers could bring 10 to 15 people, why is that such a bad thing?
What we've done on this situation is that the show, Our Good Intention, is that there's a promo code called 360, where people mention that at the door, their admission will be free. Just a two-drink minimum, you know.
Yeah.
So we're not looking to gauge the comedian's friends in this. We're just looking to have a good house to support. You know, I think it's a Tuesday or a Wednesday. We'll get a good house on our own.
Right.
But this should pack out the place.
Now, this is in the main room.
Yes.
Oh, I love that room, man. I love that. I swear to – you know what I'm saying? I got to get a new I'm really disappointed because the last time I was there, I didn't get a good shot on stage.
Someone to get a picture of you.
Yeah, right? I need to get, you know, wide angle. I need that.
Yes.
You know, it's funny at the Kosher Comedy Show that I did with Steve Marshall after the show. Everybody was very nice after the show. They were like, oh, they loved it. This young fella comes up to me and goes, hey, I knew you were going to be funny. I said, why is that? He goes, because you're like making this like roundabout look.
Now, this is a kosher comedy show and sounds like it's an Indian person.
Well, I'm working on my Yiddish. I don't
know. No, Yiddish should be something like this.
I knew you were funny because you're jolly. You know, you have that jolly look.
Yeah, this sounds like an Indian Jew to me.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not very good at I'm not Russell Peters over here. Maybe I won't be doing that at the festival finals.
Right.
But he goes, yes, my friend, he was like this and he got very thin. He was not funny anymore. I said, I guess I'll have a slice of pizza.
Yes.
You know? So, listen, getting back to the Sarah Silverman thing. Now, I would imagine that is it just going to dissipate? I mean, is there going to be response? You know, as you read these comments and things like that, it is a bit, you know.
Well, listen, I'm always open to either talk about this with her or debate it. Or clear the air on some forum.
Right.
My objective is to clear my name. And I think it's like our troops, when they go in somewhere on a mission, I have to figure out at some point where I've gotten my story out enough to where I could say mission accomplished. I'm satisfied that my name is cleared.
Yeah, not like George Bush did.
I don't want to get stuck in a quagmire either, you know. But, you know, I want to, I mean, that's my objective. I'm not here to get publicity. I'm not here, you know, I didn't start this, as Rambo said, I didn't draw first blood.
Right.
I was.
Well, I love the military. Keep getting the military. Yeah. I'm excited. I'm ready to grab.
Well, between that guy posting that and my military observation, I was going to say, is this guy like a wacky man? You know, no. I'm not. You're
hanging around with Ted Nugent lately?
No, I just want to clear my name. You know, and she said some stuff there that was hurtful.
Well, it is, and again, it's slanderous. It is, and I will say this: that
well,
guy,
here, if it's on the internet, that's right. Nice. Slanderous is always what someone says verbally,
right?
And libel is the written,
right?
Does the internet fall somewhere in between? Is it a libel slam? Or
well, I would imagine any attorney would go, the minute anything is on the internet is then transcribed into writing, those transcriptions now become
right. I actually did a radio show, a segment for it, pre-recorded, and there's going to actually be an attorney on another segment of it, and they're going to ask the attorney, well, is there a case involved?
All right, let's see if my 2.5 or 2 years of pre-law can guess that. But I would imagine it falls under the same thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's
documented evidence that somebody's saying this. It's being viewed. That's the big thing, that it's being viewed by so many people. This is that you can actually say there's damages. You're a business owner. You're a family man. These are effective damages on that, because now every time a woman comedian comes to you, there may be this preconceived notion that they have about you, and they're not going to be fair with you, and it's going to cause tension, maybe affect what women you can book at the club and this and that. And you mentioned a lot of the women who've come from Broadway Comedy Club, New York Comedy Club. You know, it'd be great if they come out now and say, hey, look, you know.
You know, I think some of them have, and some of them have privately emailed me.
Right.
And, you know, I understand sometimes with comedians, they don't want to obviously piss off a booker, but maybe they have their own, you know, everybody's about agendas, their own agendas in life.
Now, I would imagine that's something respected, because you have both on that. You know, there's somebody who's going to say, yeah, you know what, I feel a certain way, but I don't want to vocalize or show which flag I'm going to put up.
I've had a few people who I guess have relationships or know Sarah as well, where they've said they've been very thankful to me for other things.
Right.
That I've done for them, like remembered them after they took a time off. And that to me, it was code for saying, look, I support you. I think I know what you're doing. Yeah.
I have no reason to believe what she's saying.
Right. But I don't want to necessarily put my, you know, because in a lot of ways, comedians are very innocent people.
Right.
They just want to be comedians, you know, and, you know, when you force them into some kind of corner either way, it's never good for them sometimes.
Yeah. Drama.
You know?
I can tell you this, the life I've had so far as a comic, drama is not interesting. It does nothing for me.
No. And as a comedy club owner, I'm not interested. Right. I just want to run my business. I have to spend so many times, you know, making appointments with people that were going to interview me in the next few days, press, defending myself online. I can't concentrate on my business as much, you know, which my competitors. Who knows? Maybe this was a competitor now that I'm thinking about it.
Well, you know, I'm wondering, because that connection perhaps for the other club there over there in Greenwich Village area that, you know, says, hey, you know, why don't we you know, this is, you know, like a little, this is like Putin and Obama right now.
Yeah.
This is, you know, you're getting like, you know, like, hey, first we take Ukraine, let's go over here, you know?
Well, here's a crazy thing. You know, my initial thought when I saw that feminist blank line on web was, could this have been a woman trying to turn females against me and turn, you know, and some crazy thing.
Right.
But then I researched the other guy, this person's other videos.
Right.
And it appears he's very anti-women in a lot of his posts.
Oh, I got you.
Does.
So that's the angle. They
maybe
the
a bad divorce or somewhere along
the way. Well, maybe the moron who named your video and got getting all of it, maybe he's on that side. That's why he did it. He's sabotaging the video.
Yeah. I mean, that's why. I mean, that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Yeah, edit your video, buddy. Or like I said, we'll get YouTube to take it off.
Yeah, maybe we can flag it again because I'm not technologically
Now, let me ask you, is your video still up?
My video's still up on my Facebook page, yeah.
Okay, because I'm wondering.
Al and Carolyn
because
Martin.
If your video originated, he subscribed and got it. Right. Imagine if you stopped yours for something and then changed it and recoded it.
Yeah.
If it would stop his. Or if
you
it,
know
it
what
be
kind a, of technical odyssey. Recode it. And, I couldn't even flag his thing on YouTube.
don't ask me. I know how to say it. I don't know
anybody
who's
out there would help, you can reach me at BroadwayComedyClub@gmail.com and help me through that.
That's right. Let's get somebody who maybe had a job at Radio Shack. You know, you have nothing to do. Your store probably closed recently.
Right.
So
you know. They're good at asking you, can I sell you batteries with this? Can I sell you batteries?
That was their that was their French fries.
Yeah, that was their French fries.
That
batteries.
Was their French fries, batteries.
And then, you know, listen, there's some, I can understand upselling. From what I understand, they make their biggest commissions on, you know, the warranty plans that they have you buy.
Yeah.
But when you buy batteries for $4 and they're asking you if you'd like to buy a warranty for 79 cents, come on.
Yeah, it's no wonder. Well, they they're in trouble because most of the time they were next to a Kmart.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah. What are you going to do? And by the way, if you haven't, check out the videos and be a judge yourself.
Yes.
You know, I think, on this story, the things that make so sense to me, A, like you said, the admission and the fact that we were looking for stage time is
walking
basically.
Around, I'm tagging Todd Barry.
As a comic, I know that. You know, it's times like, hey, let's go try to get time, let's go, you know, whatever. And any time that ever happens, I never expected to get paid. And then the other things, like when somebody uses the expression, somehow we got to the subject. That's basically saying, I don't want to disclose that because if I disclose that, I may give up too much of the story while this is stupid.
Right.
So I'm going to, somehow it came up. Now, as a comic, it's like I said, sometimes I can imagine somebody screwing with you.
Right.
But at the same time, when I get paid, I'm not willing to share how much I got paid. You know what I mean? I mean, somebody, you got paid. I feel bad because I don't know if he got paid. And then you're like,
let me ask you a question. If she was regularly working at the club and got paid all the time, wouldn't she know? Why would she have to ask Todd what she was getting, what he got paid? She would know what she would expect. And when I didn't pay her, why didn't she just say right away before talking to Todd? The first thing comedians will say if they're booked on a show is, who do I see to get paid?
Oh, right there. That's why I would say if I have a spot, if it's on my calendar. Like anything I have coming up right now, I have next to there a dollar sign with nothing, or there's no dollar sign.
Right.
And I know as I book now, which means if I don't have a dollar sign next to it, I'm working pro bono.
Pro bono.
I'm pro bono. This is my stage time.
Right. It's time to, you know, and listen, it's, you know, to a person that doesn't know the business, they'll say, well, why should anybody work for nothing? First of all, I didn't ask her to do the spot, but second of all, those spots are gold because on a Saturday night, you're getting some tourists in the room from all over America. And if you're a touring comedian that's doing gigs all over, you want to know how certain new bits are going to work.
Absolutely.
It's like a laboratory. This is her laboratory. Nobody's making a living doing $50 spots in Manhattan.
See, now, if I had a chance to interview her right now, I'd be asking her, hey, by the way, okay, I get it, you're $10. by the way, what material did you do that night? Was it new material or was it go-to material? And if I'm doing a spot and I'm doing a free guest spot, I'm going to think, you know what, I appreciate the spot. And like you just said, I'm going to try to work on something.
Right.
I'm not going to come over and go out my A material. I'm coming in here. So this is almost advantageous for me. It's almost like me renting out your batting cage.
Yes.
You know, you know what I mean? So it's like, to me, the whole idea of concept of this money thing.
Well, she said it herself. I was doing well, and it's not a matter of the $50. But it was the principle of what she thought she was fighting for. So, you know, they're not making a living doing it.
No.
You know, it's very useful for them to see whether this new joke works in front of 100 people, to find out whether it works in front of a college of 3,000 people.
Absolutely. By the way, which I was hoping to do at the Improv the other night. I had a spot last minute on Thursday night at the Improv.
Right.
Actually, last night. This is a podcast, not a show. I was thinking, okay, I'm going to close the shows. Give me 100 people, 150. I want to come up with my best 7 minutes. I'm working on that.
Right.
I'm going to be doing that on Wednesday the 22nd at Broadway Comedy Club, 9 p.m. show on the Finals of 360.
Right.
I'll be doing that 7 minutes. And I'm also going to be doing it Friday night at Goonies in Rochester, Minnesota. in the World Series of Comedy.
Great.
Right? I'm going to be a jet guy.
So you're a traveling man.
I'm a working guy. I'm not a slob. I'm hustling. I'm hustling.
Right. Right?
And I'm not going to call out anybody's name, no matter what happens in any of those clubs.
Well, that's good then.
If I am, I'm going to.
Appreciate having you.
We talked about it on our show. There was a time last time I was in New York.
Right.
It was. Oh, yeah. Did he?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. This was funny. Okay. Because I chalked this up of. I love in life when something happens and you have to figure out how you're going to cope with it or deal with it.
Right.
You know, it says a lot about your persona, your character, your education. It says a lot when you want somebody's reaction to something that's happened or whatever.
Right.
And I had gotten dates from Al, your husband. He gave me very nice, gave me dates, and it's great through Clayton Fletcher, great friends I've known.
Right.
I'm so happy when this happens. I love performing in New York. I'm like, this is awesome. So I go to the first show on Thursday night at New York Comedy Club. I'm not on the list. I go, okay. But everybody's there, like, no problem, go up, whatever. I said, cool. I think it was Broadway Late Show set Friday. You're not on the list. Oof.
Uh-oh.
What's going on, right? And D was, you're not on the list, right. But everybody let me go up.
Right.
Met Ronnie Wilkinson that night. Very nice fellow.
Very nice.
Great guy. Very complimentary. It made me feel like I've
an
known
old
him for
pro,
a year.
Really.
Exactly.
A pro. Let me just use that term.
Great, great guy. And we're trying to get him down here at Tavolino's. We're trying to work out a deal. I can get a couple shows to make it worth the run. But none of that. Now I get back. To my room, thanks to Airbnb, who I'm reaching out to become a sponsor here on the show, which I use a lot when I travel. Airbnb is a great way to save money. I go back and I'm like, oh well, tomorrow's a big show, 9 o'clock show at Broadway Comedy Club on Saturday night. This is what I've been working for all week. This is awesome. I got people coming. I'm excited. Now I'm a little concerned because I've got, I have two spots where I wasn't known. So how am I going to do this? You know, I'm nervous. What do I do? Do I bother? Do I figure it out tomorrow?
Right.
I go. I got to do it. I got to send him an email. Al, just want to know. I'd last cut and explain it basically. Blah blah blah. My response.
Oh boy. I wasn't too friendly.
He's like he goes. Listen, I can't give you a spot Saturday night. It's already booked, but I could do next week Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
Whatever it is.
I'm like. Now I get back, and oh yeah, and don't tell me how to book my club.
Yeah, that would be something I'd say, especially a couple of years ago.
Pre-therapy. Now, mind you, and all due respect, again, because I have a philosophy background, and it was always step out of yourself and realize that would become more understanding.
Right.
And as somebody who books a room once a week and understands the nonsense,
right,
like any type of response is understood. Like, in other
you
words,
were very cool about it. I'm
not going to freak
way.
Out and take it personally. That was a big 99% thing.
99% of people would come back and say you were very cool about it, which got me thinking that maybe I was being a little creepy.
That was the funny part because I basically said I would never tell you how to book your club. God forbid. But here's the emails that you had sent me.
Right. Listen, if I'm wrong, I'm wrong.
And that was it. You went your spot 9:40. You went right back. Right. And that was it. And I was like, you don't know. I went, oh, God.
Yeah.
Oh, thank God.
Hey, listen, you proved your case, I mean.
It happens. But listen, sometimes things like that, misunderstand, like you had mentioned, something with her, who knows if she didn't, for some reason, there's a little coaxing on the other end, that, or who knows that there was a little bit of this, right? That's one
look,
thing.
Look, she might very well, this all might be on her part and misunderstanding of how the situation went down. I don't know, but to call me out by name and club, that was very hurtful. Now, if she turns around and says, look, that's how I saw it, Al, and if that wasn't your intention, I'll accept that and understand that, and let's bygones be bygones.
That should be the simplest way to do it.
I'd be open to discussion, but I'm not going to sit here after she goes and does this video and trashes me. To allow my name to be
without, and I think you've done that. I think it speaks for itself on your response. By the way, we got to change
CNN, CNN, People Magazine, Huffington Post. I'd like them to print my site as well,
right?
Or post it on their website, and I would love to hear from Levo League. on that, you know.
Those are the ones who posted it.
Yeah, well, these are the ones that posted it. Levo League is the one that sponsored this. And they're not at any fault other right. than maybe checking the facts on it on the other side. I mean, basically, they have a cause, which is a great cause, okay? They're trying to promote that cause. They found a spokesperson that they thought was perfect for that cause,
right.
except the story she presented for that cause was flawed.
Right.
Now, on some level, with all this happening, it's going to hurt their cause.
Well,
like that guy with that stupid
I would say that they should pull the video.
I believe they should.
If the information is slanderous and somewhat could also be considered liable, then they need to pull the damn thing.
Yes, because I'm not stopping, you know, and I've got a lot of radio interviews and TV stuff lined up for next week.
So let's go after the deeper pockets. Forget Sour Servant. She's an artist. We say whatever we want. Yeah, but what about the company? The one that's responsible for the production.
They're the ones
who put the production out.
Well, here's the thing. Now that they know that there's another side to this story,
right.
and they continue to leave that on their website, is that cause for looking at them and saying, "Hey, now they're willfully trying to hurt someone."
Yeah, it's something under doofus ignorance.
Right. I mean, it's one. You know,
not a legal term.
Attorneys, a lot of times,
like the guy in the CFP commercial. I'm not a real CFP. I'm a DJ.
Well, attorneys, a lot of time will use the term "what was the intent?"
Right.
And you know, they'll get off the hook by saying there was no intent to hurt this man.
Right.
But now, when it's coming out that this was not necessarily a true story, and it's being reported on now by multiple news
right.
sources, okay, and it comes a point where this Levo League has to sit down and say, wait a second, now we're going to continue to run this. Are we going to be liable here?
Right, or at least without, like you said, Huffington Post, they're putting your video next to it, right? Are some of these people doing this yet? Are they showing both videos?
Not Huffington Post yet, but there has been a number of sites
right.
that are now discovering. Salon is one of them. A number of sites that have – Laughspin is another one. There's been a number of sites that have heard my side of the story
right.
and posted either my side of the story or the video.
Or the video.
Which is great. That's all I ask for.
But I think this main company, I think everybody's out there. The Al Martinites, you know, get together and...
The army of Al Martin. And I also ask if anybody knows about Twitter and what a Twitter army is, I can use troops. So,
Yeah, definitely go out there and include the people that are producing it. You know, somebody produces a show, you know, like as a comedy club, if a comic goes on stage, it does something, I don't know, what in this day and age could be something out of the
well,
ordinary.
Well, I emailed that company last night, that organization or company, and respectfully asked them to please post my video and to take that into consideration. As of this morning, right before we went in to record, I haven't heard from them yet.
All right, well, we're going to stay tuned. I think we're going to... We're going to wrap it up with that, but we want everybody to get on there, make your comments on the YouTube, again, be your own judge. Listen to both.
Yes.
Listen to the video.
Yes.
Try not to fall asleep to Sarah's music. You know? I mean, I bet we should remix your video. We should get a little...
Yeah, if anybody wants to come up with some music
play some Sopranos music in the back.
The publicist might tell me that's too male-oriented, you know. One company actually... one site actually said my Al Martin responds brutally, you know, and I didn't see my responses being brutal.
You had a little bit of a wrestler look to you.
Did I? Listen, yeah, that's how I look. I can't help
that. Martino back there.
I'm a pussycat. Get my wife on the air. You'll find out.
Yeah, well, I think that's the thing. You get an image specialist to say if you really want to look like victimized, you know, you do a complete frontal. You sit there in your front and just look at them with these dope, I can't believe they said this.
There's a reason for old sayings, and right. you can't judge a book by its cover.
That's right. Well, we mean business, so support Al Martin. Of course, as long as I've known you, I read this, and I thought that's ridiculous.
Thank you.
You know, everything I know, and again, then the $10 thing, that was another thing, didn't hold water, $10. Number who doesn't ask, who tells other people and then says, you got 50, 60, you weren't booked?
If she's booked, she knows what she's getting paid.
Nonsense.
It doesn't even have to be an issue.
It's nonsense.
She didn't even come up to me after the show and say, who do I see for pay?
Right.
She went out to talk to Todd Barry about what she's getting paid. I don't know what.
Listen, I don't know Todd Barry from an astronaut, but what I'll tell you is that I think he had a little. I think he probably, you know, probably coaxed her, messed with her a little bit. You know, I think
that
the sex,
I don't know. Yeah.
Well, I'm gonna go on the limb, and then somebody can get me on a radio show if they want. And I wasn't there, but let's get Todd. Let's ask Todd, and if he's not gonna answer, then I would bet if I try to figure out normalcy of people and human behavior, he probably busted her balls a little bit. Oh, you didn't get paid? Ooh, you know, and it started her.
That's possible.
I see that as a very possible
thing. That's possible.
Which got her irked. And, you know, that
as a comic, that's possible. Anything's possible on that end. Yes. As having been a comic myself, there's a lot of ball.
You're going to have that. And in all honesty, I've been the one being duped in situations like that.
Especially
before.
If they're good friends. You know, good friends will do that to each other. Yeah.
And then, oh, you went up to them and said, what? Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Anyway, don't forget, Wednesday, April 22nd, Broadway Comedy Club, 9 o'clock, the finals of the 360 Comedy Festival. Your host here, Dougie, will be in that. I'll be doing 7 minutes of hopefully well-rehearsed material. And, of course, Al Martin, prior to the Broadway Comedy Blue, I love that room, man.
And Greenwich Village.
And Greenwich Village Comedy Club, which I will be. With Sheba Mason's show Wednesday at 7.
Okay.
That won't be a problem for me to get from there to there from 7 to
not
that.
At all.
And then, of course, Dustin's got me doing a show at 9:40 on Thursday.
Great.
So that's going to be a great room. Love Greenwich Village Comedy Club right there on, I always forget the name of the street now.
McDougal.
McDougal's.
We call it Madness on McDougal.
You know why? Because I always think of King of the Queens Coming to America.
Uh-huh.
McDougal's.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. McDonald's.
Every time I see that street, I picture, you know, John Amos,
yeah.
The father from Good Times,
yeah.
In his outfit.
That plaid outfit. Yes.
Exactly.
I remember that.
It's not closed. It's McDougal's. Anyway, and anytime you're in town, go to Greenwich Village Comedy Club and Broadway Comedy Club. Always a good time. Great acts all the time. Al, thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Doug. Thanks for having me.
Sharing your story, and I think you will be vindicated.
I hope to be. That's the goal, and that's when mission will be accomplished.
That's right. Well, thanks, guys, for listening to this special edition of Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. Don't forget, next week, all new shows Tuesday through Thursday on WEI Network and, of course, IRN Internet Radio Network. If you missed anything, you're probably listening to this on the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show .podbean.com. Don't forget to download Stitcher to any smart device. You can hear us on that as well. And join our fan page on Facebook at Wake Up Late with Dougie Show and, of course, follow us on Twitter at Wake Up Dougie. That's all I got. Take care, guys. See you next week.